I'm John Dankosky from Next in the New England News Collaborative. Autumn is the quintessential New England season. Thousands of leaf peepers travel here to soak in the beauty of our colorful trees, pick apples, and take Instagrams in cozy sweaters. It's gotten so big, in fact, that this year, autumn in New England has become a giant live primetime TV event. Yeah, PBS and BBC are teaming up to produce something called Autumn Watch New England. For three nights, starting on Wednesday, October 17th, PBS stations will be telling the stories of New England's favorite season. Well, at least it's my favorite season here. Travel expert Samantha Brown is co-host of the show. Samantha, welcome to Next. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Could you explain what Autumn Watch is? Because it seems like it's a pretty big undertaking.
It is. It's huge. So Autumn Watch is a live event that will be on a Wednesday, October 17th, the 18th and 19th at 8 p.m. on your PBS stations. And it is to celebrate all things autumn, from the fall foliage to the festivals, the food, the customs, and the customs, they range from our Native American populations to early European to modern day. But it is everything we love about this very fleeting time of year.
So you're presenting this as a live show. Why this format? Because obviously there's a lot of great travel programs and magazines that celebrate all the things you just said. But what's the reason behind doing this as a big live TV event?
Well, I know from my point of view, I love the live event because it makes it immediate and now. And, you know, these days we consume content anytime we want. It's on demand. And we binge watch programs a month after they are presented. But autumn itself is not on demand. Autumn is not something you can binge 2 months from now. It's happening now. So the live event really heightens that reality that these are the moments of the year that we take time as a community, as people, as a nation, and just enjoy the change from summer to winter.
So this program, this idea, comes from the BBC, who you're working with on this. Talk about the decision to do it in New England. I mean, for us, very provincially, we think that this is the best possible place to celebrate autumn. But tell me a bit more about the BBC's plans for this, because, you know, obviously autumn happens elsewhere, too.
Exactly. You know, I'm from New Hampshire, so that was my opinion. I was like, well, I know why you're here. But, you know, I've traveled all over the United States, and it is experienced elsewhere. And what I didn't realize about my own region is that we have a spectrum of color that is unlike anywhere else in the nation. We have the highly valuable red color, which comes out with our sugar maples. So we have reds and oranges, where a lot of other states and mountain regions have yellows. But we have the great spectrum of color.
So much of your travel reporting revolves, though, around the culture of a place. And how do you hope to present the culture of autumn in New England during this program?
So for me, culture is always about the effort that goes into creating the experiences that we travelers just get to show up and have. And I think that is something that as travelers, we do take for granted, that people have worked generations to create something that we just get to walk in. So for instance, I did a segment for Autumn Watch in Wareham, Mass, and that's right at the beginning of Cape Cod, and that's where they harvest cranberries. And to understand that this goes back so many generations, and the idea of harvesting cranberries was something that, you know, the Native American population passed on to the European settlers, and we have it today. I didn't realize that. And that's what I always want to convey to an audience, that we always need to respect the work that went into what we get to just enjoy and not just be, you know, be less consumers and more a part of the community.
A lot of the reporting that you did in advance of this live program also includes a look at our ecosystems, our environment, and some of the animal species here, including one about the tree swallow migration in southern Connecticut. What can you tell us about that?
So this is something I had never experienced in my life. The tree swallows do a massive migration down to what other wonderful southern Caribbean islands that they're headed to, but there's a roosting nest point on the Connecticut River. And so for talk about fleeting, every night for maybe 2 weeks, hundreds of thousands of tree swallows gather. So you look up at a sky and it's blank. And within 15 minutes, the sky is filled with hundreds of thousands of birds. And then they start to create these beautiful undulating shapes as they are all kind of figuring out what to do. And then one by one, and then all of them just drop. And it looks like it's raining birds down into this roosting site. And then within 15 minutes, it's over. And it's as if nothing happened. And so this is something that you get to experience. And we spend a lot of time in the show, in Autumn Watch, understanding how the season affects the animals, whether it's in migration or just sort of their nocturnal patterns.
I have to ask you one last question. And this has been sort of puzzling me. I've been trying to figure out how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a live evening TV event.
Yes.
But it's at night in the fall in New England. How are we going to, you know, see stuff?
Good question. So a lot of it are these tape segments that we've been doing all along that we'll throw to. But we begin every night at our campsite on Squam Lake in New Hampshire, and we're around a campfire, and that's just going to set the stage and the tone for the wonderful storytelling that you're about to see. So of course, it's going to be dark out. So you're like, well, how do we see the foliage? We're going to show you the foliage in the segments that we did during the day.
Oh, okay. I'll bring the marshmallow.
You got it. I'll bring the chocolate.
Okay, sounds good. Samantha Brown is co-host of the PBS-BBC three-part series Autumn Watch New England. It premieres October 17th, and it runs through the 19th at 8 p.m. on many PBS stations. We'll have more information on our website, nextnewengland.org. Samantha also hosts the PBS show Places to Love. Samantha, thanks so much, and good luck. This will be fun.
Thank you very much.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.